The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
Every day at 2 p.m., we make sure we give the people what they want.
One of the ways we give the people what they want is delivering the guests that people want to hear from, and one of those is joining us later. That is Kyler Murray, the quarterback of the Cardinals. But we start the show with his new teammate, J.J. Watt. Took to the gram and to Twitter and posted this picture and said, source me, he is now on the Arizona Cardinals. Jalen, what kind of impact can Watt have in the NFC West?
All I know is this. He was the most double-teamed in rusher last year in the NFL. Now you pair him with Chandler Jones. Since both of those guys been in the league, they're 1-2 in sacks. They're going to be a problem if they're healthy. This is exactly what they need. And we had Kyler on the show coming up, and he talked about having a sense of urgency and wanting to win right now. This is the Cardinals getting out the checkbook, trying to show that they want to try to get some things done right now.
Now, Watt's numbers haven't been that impressive of late, but his impact is known. And when he has that man across from him, Chandler Jones, it's going to be, you can't double team them both. You just really can't. That's going to change this Cardinals defense, which also features one of you and I's favorite players in the NFL, Buda Baker. Please speak on Mr. Baker's impact.
He's such a beast. And you know how much I love guys like Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. Game-changing defensive backs that play safety. Rob Woodson comes to mind when he flipped. But this guy, now that he's going to have people getting a steady pass rush and also being a playmaker at that level, like, their defense is stepping its game up, Jacoby, and it's going to need to because they go against some great quarterbacks in the NFC.
Big name Hall of Famers on both sides of the ball for the Cardinals, which raises expectations, which I'm excited for heading into next season. However, we are in the middle of a very exciting NBA season as we head into the All-Star break. One of the best teams with the best record are the Utah Jazz. They lost to the Pelicans yesterday. The Pelicans have been kind of hot. What should we watch the Pelicans do, Jalen?
You got to watch Stan Van Gundy put the basketball hand and put the ball in Zion's hands and watch the Pelicans fly.
There it is.
Watch the Pelicans fly. I've been trying to tell y'all, Zion had a handle. Didn't I tell him, Jacoby? Everybody was talking about his body and his size, and we haven't seen nothing like this. I'm like, Zion got a handle. Quiet as this kept. And so now all of a sudden, you have multiple players setting screens for him, trying to get him to go downhill, playing with force. Unlocking Brandon Ingram. He's still going to get his buckets. But I got to throw a lob to somebody. Lonzo Ball.
Yup.
Let's not underestimate the fact that he's playing well. And
yes,
he seemed to be finding his groove with that squad, not having the primary responsibilities of initiating offense the entire time because Ingram and Zion can do so.
Jalen, Lonzo Ball is 15-6-5, and everybody talks about his jump shot and how he doesn't have a good jumper. He didn't have one in the bubble, but guess what? This season, 8 attempts a game. This is on 8 attempts a game. He's shooting 39%, and he's been even better than that lately. I love how Lonzo Ball and Zion and Ingram, it seems like this team is sort of settling into their roles. One team that has trouble settling into their roles because they never know who's going to be playing are the Brooklyn Nets. Well, guess what? They had no trouble yesterday because James Harden had a historic night. Jalen, let's praise the beard.
Let's do that. And stop me if you heard me say this. James Harden is the most unique offensive weapon that the NBA has seen. I've watched a lot of basketball. There have been a lot of terrific performers to play in this league. James Harden is a different level special on the offensive end. And he had zero turnovers. That
zero
had never
turnovers.
Happened. With a 30-point, 15-assist, zero-turnover, triple-double. That never happened in the history of the league. And you know what we say about Luka? You can't speed him up. You seem like James Harden is out there and cruise control it the entire time. it's really been magnificent to watch his game really go from being a volume scorer to now being a primary playmaker, understanding that he got to get the other guys involved. But this is no surprise. I can't act like I hadn't voted for this guy to be MVP. I can't act like I haven't seen this guy lead the league in total assists, free throws made, total threes, points per game. He's done that. I'm not surprised.
James Harden is obviously the marquee, the superstar, but I need to celebrate Bruce Brown. Yes, he was on the Pistons last year. Some weird trade with Musa in a second-round pick, and next thing you know, he's not just playing for the Nets. He is starring for the Nets. He was 10 for 13 from the field yesterday. He shoots 73% within 5 feet, and he's my height. They play him as like a center on offense. He's basically the role man, and because there's so much gravity going to those superstars, he has the availability to be available to finish around the hoop as he has all season long. Salute Bruce Brown on the Nets. Now, Jalen, we also have some video that we need to break down in detail. It is time that you and I go to the table. Jalen, as we go into the dunk contest, some of which have been kind of disappointing lately, and it seems like the best dunks all come from the internet, especially my man, Jordan Kilgannon. I hope I'm saying his name right. I think he's Canadian. Look at this, Jalen. Look at this dunk and tell me this wouldn't win every dunk contest you've ever seen.
You nasty, boy. You nasty. That's really creative and also extremely limber with the shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm tearing a rotator cuff just watching this.
I could barely lift my arms above my head to put on my suit jacket. I couldn't even dream about trying to do that motion, especially being 10 feet high. That's extremely impressive.
Yeah, your shoulder's been hurt for like 6 years of the 10 years we've been doing this show. Is your shoulder 100% yet? Is it?
Like, it's like 85%.
85, yeah.
It's down in my back now for some reason.
Watching Jalen put on a shirt or try to tie a tie, it's the absolute best. Just trying to get Jalen to take off a jacket when you get to a restaurant, it's like 35 seconds. Jalen, we have to make a ruling that is very important to this society. It is time for another edition of Cultural or Regional. Let's go. Jalen, I don't even know what to say about what you're about to see. This is Sweetie. We've seen her put some interesting things together in the kitchen before, but today it is ranch dressing all over the spaghetti and red sauce. Mr. Rose, cultural regional, dousing the red sauce and ranch.
This is definitely cultural. Big shout to her and Lucky Lefty Quavo, my guy. I got to tell you, not only is this cultural, but come a little closer. I got a secret for you guys. Come a little closer. Black people put ranch on everything. On everything. On everything. We don't even have to taste it. We're going to put the ranch on there first and then eat it. French fries, pizza, spaghetti, wings, whatever you can think of. We're going to put ranch on it. This is definitely cultural.
I'm not mad. I would try some ranch on the spaghetti, but it's the volume of ranch. I would say it's not what you do, it's how you do it. That is way too much ranch, Sweetie. You can put a little on there to spice it up a bit, but you can't just cover the plate like that. I think this is definitely
cultural.
I got to
get Quavo. I got to hit Quavo up and talk to him about this.
Jalen, who is joining us in just seconds?
Franchise quarterback Kyler Murray will be with Jalen and Jacoby. Stay tuned.
You don't want to miss that. Kyler Murray joins us on Jalen and Jacoby right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we have the quarterback of the Cardinals, Kyler Murray, joining us, talking about last season, the expectations for this season, and his receiving core. We don't have him talking about J.J. Watt joining the team. Why is that, Miss Rose?
We pre-recorded the interview. He came on with us last week, but we'll definitely have to bring he and D-Hop back on to talk about the addition of J.J. Watt. Because while other shows are talking about what they consider story franchises, at J&J, this is the Cardinals News Network.
Joining us now is the man who has had more completions in his first two seasons than anybody in the history of the NFL, Kyler Murray. Thank you so much for taking the time to join Jalen and Jacoby on behalf of Bonnie Armor.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Kyler. We're huge fans of you and your team, so much so that Jalen and Jacoby adopted the Cardinal News Network on this program. So we appreciate you joining us. What, as you look back at last season, are your thoughts beginning, middle, and the end, or basically how your season transpired?
You know, at the beginning of the season, man, we kind of started off hot. Towards the middle, you know, we kind of hit a little lull. We kind of, you know, I wouldn't say got complacent, but things didn't start to go our way. And then at the end, man, we just didn't finish. And, you know, it's kind of, for me, a disappointing end to the season. And I think that's how we have to look at it, man. I don't think that any of us should feel like, oh, the strides that we made are good enough. You know, I think that we need to have a sense of urgency that, you know, we need to get this thing turned around as quickly as possible. And for me, it's frustrating just because I've been a winner my whole life and you know, I'm not used to losing. But, you know, this is the NFL. It's the best of the best. It's not easy. So you got to have that patience. But at the same time, man, like I said, you got to have a sense of urgency to that you got to win now. So.
Well, you certainly took a leap from your rookie year to last year, and I know this is the offseason, you're training. So what are you trying to work on to get better at looking and heading into next season?
Man, when it comes to working out, you know, that's nothing I ever shy away from. I've been a hard worker my whole life. Being a 5'10 quarterback, not many my stature at this level, you know, besides, you know, me and Rush pretty much. So hard work is really all I know. So I'm just going to keep my same routine. Nothing crazy, switching up anything like that. Just, you know, continue to stay down and grind and come back ready and better than ever.
There's a unique quarterback carousel happening currently in the NFL, where so many players that were starters last year are ending up on new teams this year. As a franchise quarterback, what do you think when you see that change happening so frequently around the league?
You know, my initial thoughts, I'm kind of for it in a sense where, like, you know, I'm a big NBA fan, and you see the NBA and you see, you know, all these guys going, you know, team to team. Obviously, I don't think the NFL will ever get to that type of situation. But, you know, I feel like, you know, once you give your all, or you felt like, you know, individually, if you feel like you've given your all to an organization and you feel like they're not, you know, handling situations correctly or, you know, putting you in the best situation to succeed, then I understand why dudes get frustrated. You know, this is our livelihood. This is what we put, you know, all our hard work in for, is to win Super Bowls. And man, if you feel like you're not being put in those situations to do that, then guys are going to be frustrated. So, I mean, I get it.
One of the highlights of your season last season was week 10. You know what I'm talking about. Clock ticking down. You're running to your left, and you heave it up there. Just
that
take
was
us
crazy.
Through, second by second, the thought process during that historic play.
Well, man, it started off, we were up, and we're all on the sideline watching the Bills' offense go down. We're up three right now, and then they end up, you know, Stephon Diggs ends up catching the touchdown, and we're kind of, at that point, we're kind of like, man, like, did we really just, like, choke this game off? And we still got 50 or so seconds left to go back out there as an offense, and that's when you got to switch the, you know, flip the switch back on. And, yo, we got to go do this. Go down like three or four plays, and then, you know, that play ends up coming up where I'm rolling to the left, and my whole thought process was give D-Hop a chance, knowing that I couldn't get sacked right there. The last thing I could do was get sacked, man. Just give this dude a chance, and you know, he did what he does, and that's why, you know, I think he's the best receiver in the league. So.
As a terrific quarterback, what is it like to have an all-pro receiver like DeAndre Hopkins to throw to?
Man, it makes the world difference. You know, he's one of those guys, you can throw the ball anywhere, he's gonna catch it. He makes the whole team better. As soon as we acquired him, the whole dynamic of the team changed, man. He's a guy that holds people accountable. He's a great dude on and off the field. So I'm grateful he's on my team.
Well, he wasn't the only Hall of Fame receiver that you had. You obviously had Larry Fitzgerald. What did you learn from him on and off the field?
Honestly, man, Larry's he's a one of a kind dude, man. As funny as it seems, he really talks to me and tries to mentor me more so off the field than on the field. He knows he doesn't have to really tell me much about working hard or sticking to the grind or, you know, never taking this game for granted. You know, we kind of have that in common, man, just loving what we do as far as, you know, playing the game of football, man. We love to play the game of football, but I appreciate him so much because he's trying to mold me into what he's become off the field. And, you know, that, like, it's funny because he's somewhat like a mogul right now, so.
Yeah, he killing them. Part owner of the Phoenix Suns as well. I'm a huge fan of his also. So, yeah. Kyler, I'm old enough to remember when Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson were two sport athletes. You're a terrific baseball player. Will there be a chance at some point in your career you play in the NFL and Major League Baseball at the same time?
Man, I'd be all for it. I'd be 100% down. You know, I was doing both my whole life. Hardest decision I ever had to make was 2 years ago when I had to, you know, drop baseball. Just because, you know, I love both and I've been doing both my whole life and I feel like I can do both. So that was a tough decision for me. But if the opportunity presented itself, I would love to do it.
So you said you're an NBA fan. Who do you have coming out of the Western Conference and who do you have coming out of the Eastern Conference?
Are you trying to put me on the spot?
Yep.
I'm a Phoenix Sun. I've grown to be a Phoenix Suns fan just because I've been in Arizona for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm. They balling.
CP3, with the addition of him, man, he's, you know, the Heat of point guard. So him and Book right now, man, leading those dudes, each and every night, man. Like you said, they're balling. I'm a big LeBron guy, so I think I got the Lakers, and Kyrie's my second favorite player, so I got to go to the Nets.
Kyrie get buckets. He out here killing them this year.
He's crazy.
We are really enthusiastic that you took the time to join the show, and we like to keep the sponsors happy. Tell us what you're doing with Body Armor.
Yeah, no, man. Excited to be a part of Body Armor's first ever campaign for this Edge deal. It's a new drink for Body Armor, man. It's exciting times, man. Body Armor's changing the game for sports drinks, man. Works out for me because I'm real particular about what I put in my body. And the fact that, man, Body Armor takes care of me with the caffeine and electrolytes, along with, you know, obviously hydrating me on and off the field, man. It's a huge deal. Me and Ja being the face of the campaign, it's an honor and a privilege.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time. You're welcome to come back anytime on Jalen Jacoby. We'll be rooting for you next season.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kyler. You're a beast. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We have much more right after this on Jalen and Jacoby. Thank you so much for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget the experience does not stop there. When you subscribe and download to the podcast, you get exclusive content every day. Like today, we have exclusive interview with Kyler Murray on the podcast and only the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and download the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. And tonight, we have a triple header of college basketball on ESPN. Starting at 5, it is Baylor against West Virginia. And then the big game at 7 p.m. Illinois against Michigan, number 4 at number 2 in Ann Arbor. And then in the nightcap, it is Kentucky traveling to Ole Miss. Triple header college basketball only on ESPN tonight, Super Tuesday. Jalen Rose, there's a huge game in Ann Arbor with your Michigan Wolverines taking on the Fighting Illini. Jalen, what are you keying on in this one in the Big Ten?
Our upperclassmen have been terrific on and off the floor, provide leadership and productivity. You see Smith right there knocking down the three, leads the Big Ten in assists. Livers on the post had a double-double last game. Brooks providing shot-making and defense. I appreciate the progress of this squad. Brown coming in off the bench, extending the defense, allowing us to press. This is going to be a great Big Ten game. Looking forward to watching my Wolverines tonight.
If the Wolverines win tonight, do they guarantee themselves a number one seed in the tournament, regardless of what happens in the Big Ten tournament?
Absolutely, I believe so. They've earned it, and they've done a terrific job of watching this team grow. And I talked about the upperclassmen, but you see the young fella right there, Dickinson, has been terrific, giving us balance, somebody we could throw the ball into the post. Bogner, who's been a slasher, a creator for himself and for teammates. So I'm really excited about the prospects of this game tonight.
Me too. We have some very important news that matters to finish the show. Jalen, I am now on the island of Manhattan and in Antarctica, an iceberg detached itself from the landmass that is 20 times the size of Manhattan. Jalen, we all know about climate change and global warming. Is this iceberg indicative of the end of our society and human beings?
I don't believe so, and that's a great visual. Initially, when I saw the word iceberg up there, the first thing that came to mind was slim. That's the only thing I know.
I love doing this show with you. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. to do it again.